Living with ADHD and Depression, A Partner's Journey. Living with someone who has ADHD and depression is hard. It changes you in ways you don't expect. My husband, Chris, has dealt with both for as long as I've known him, and while I love him deeply, being his partner hasn't always been easy. It's tested my patience, my strength, and my ability to take care of myself while supporting him through some very dark times. When Chris was deep in his depression, it was like he wasn't there at all. He'd shut down completely. Some days, he wouldn't talk to me at all, but he'd pick up the phone and talk to the kids or his friends like nothing was wrong. That hurt. It felt like I wasn't worth the effort. I knew it wasn't intentional. He wasn't trying to hurt me, but it still left me feeling invisible and lonely. I dreaded winters the most. The first cold day or the first snowflake seemed to trigger something in him, especially if he wasn't working. He'd sit in his chair for hours, staring at the TV, barely moving. The man I fell in love with felt so far away. Work was his way of coping, and when he was busy, he could give everything he had. But when there wasn't work to throw himself into, the depression always seemed to take over. In those early years, I was scared he'd just leave one day. I could see it in his eyes sometimes, the urge to escape, to drive off and not come back. I didn't know what to do. I blamed myself. I thought maybe I'd said or done something wrong. I kept trying to fix things, but nothing seemed to help. Depression isn't something you can fix for someone else. That's something I had to learn the hard way. I realized I couldn't let myself be dragged down with him. I had to find ways to keep going, even when he couldn't. I started taking the dogs out more, going to the gym, just doing anything to give myself a break. I learned to step away when I needed to. It wasn't easy, but it kept me sane. Music was one of the few things that could bring Chris back, even if only for a night. When he played, it was like he came alive again. I could see the man I fell in love with, the one who made me laugh, who was passionate and kind. Those moments reminded me why I stayed, even when it was hard. Over time, I started to see Chris's ADHD and depression for what they were. At first, they felt like these big, uncontrollable forces that stole him away from me. But as I learned more about them, I realized they were also part of what made him who he is. His ADHD makes him creative, resourceful, and full of ideas. He can accomplish more in one focused day than most people can in a week. His depression, as hard as it is, gives him a deep understanding of others. He's empathetic in a way that few people are. The turning point came when Chris started to accept his diagnoses. For years, he pushed against them, like acknowledging them would mean he'd failed somehow. But acceptance doesn't mean failure. It's the first step toward figuring things out. Losing our son, Evan, forced him to confront parts of himself he'd been avoiding for years. It wasn't an easy process, but it opened the door for Chris to start talking about his struggles, his fears, and what he wanted for the future. I won't lie, living with someone who has ADHD and depression is exhausting. There are days when it feels like too much, when the loneliness and frustration are overwhelming. But it's also taught me so much. I've learned to take care of myself, to find joy and purpose, even when things feel heavy. I've learned that I can't fix Chris, but I can love and support him. And I've learned that he's so much more than his struggles. For Chris, the shift came when he started to see his ADHD and depression not as burdens, but as part of who he is. They come with challenges, yes, but also with gifts. His creativity, his resilience, his ability to connect with people, those are all strengths that come from the same place as his struggles. It's not easy to live with ADHD and depression, but it's also not impossible. It's about finding balance, learning to communicate, and letting go of the shame that so often comes with these diagnoses. If I could share one thing with anyone in a similar situation, it's this. Don't try to fix the person you love. That's not your job. Your job is to take care of yourself so you can be there for them. You can't pour from an empty cup. Find what makes you happy, what keeps you grounded, and don't feel guilty for taking that time for yourself. For those who are struggling with ADHD and depression, my advice is this: accept who you are. It's not a weakness to admit you're struggling. In fact, it's the strongest thing you can do. Once Chris started to accept himself, he found ways to use his ADHD to his advantage. He stopped fighting against his depression and started finding tools to manage it. It's a process, but it's worth it. Chris has always worked harder than anyone I know. He gives everything he has to his jobs, his projects, and his music. That determination is what's carried him through, and it's what will keep carrying him forward. He has more strengths than weaknesses, and he's finally starting to see that for himself. Living with ADHD and depression isn't easy, but it's not the end of the world either. It's just one part of a bigger story. For Chris, for me, and for anyone else out there dealing with the same thing, the most important thing is to keep going. Learn, grow, and don't be afraid to lean on the people who love you. There's strength in that too.